Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing Sankirtan with all the devotees around the cart. He wandered through all seven groups of devotees, chanting the holy name, Hari Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, All glories to Lord Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, all glories to Lord Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Sabha kahe Prabhu achena mora sampradaya, anye tane nahi yana amare dayara. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Keha lakite nare prabhura achintya shakti antaranga bhakti jane nyandara shura bhakti. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure unallied devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He also became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. Kasi Mishra Kahe Raja Prabhora Mahima. Kasi Mishra Kahe Tomara Bhagera Nahisima. When the king informed Kasi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kasi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. Sarva Bhauma Sange Raja Kore Tara Tari. Ara keha nahi jane chaitanyera churi. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The mystery of Lord Chaitanya's activities is described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same Supreme Person. But the Lord, being one in many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind the mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Sakshate na deha deka parokshe ta adaya ki bujite pare chaitanya chandrera maya. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Prabhupada's purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king because, A king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very word king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. Sarvabhauma Kashi Misra Dui Mahatsai Rajere Prasada Deki Hoila Vishmai. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Misra, saw Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. E Matalila Prabhu Koila Katachane Apane Gayena Natsana Nija Bhakta Gana. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Lila Vese Prabhura Nahi Nija Anusandana Icha Jani Lila Shakti Kore Samadhana. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, his Lila Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Upanishads, Parasya Shakti Vividai Vishuryate Swabhavika Jana Bala Kriya Cha. The Supreme Lord has multipotencies which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by his will. From the Svetasvatara Upanishad 6.8. Continuing with the purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power in presenting himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that he was one, but some saw that he was many. The internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting himself as many in the different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. But his internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. In the material world, the external potency, the material energy, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By his will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord. But so-called scientists and students of material nature are unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature. But they do not know that behind nature is the potent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna explains this in his Bhagavad Gita. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate su sa characharan hetunanena kyantaya jagat vipirivartate. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Just as Lord Sri Krishna, this is the next verse, just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the rasa dance and other pastimes in Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rath Yatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasa Leela dance, and he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwarka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including Maharaj Prataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king. King Prataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. Continuing, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue hearing about the amazing pastimes of the Lord dancing at Rath Yatra. We shall hear more about these pastimes very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.